Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The reading puts us in the middle of things, so we'll take a step back right at the beginning. The day before, Jesus had entered Jerusalem. As he approached, crowds gathered, they praised God, and they acclaimed him as a king. When he enters the city, he goes to the temple, where he clears out the money changers and the sellers, and then the blind and the lame come to Jesus, and he heals them all. And all the while, the children keep up the praise. Hosanna, they cry out. Hosanna to the Son of David. The sights and the sounds are too much for the chief priests. They were, in the words of the King James Version, sore distressed. So the next day, Jesus goes back to the temple. And the chief priests and the elders, they want to put Jesus on the spot. By what authority do you do these things? Who gave you that authority? Jesus, however, puts them on the spot. He tells them, I'll answer if you answer me one question. The baptism of John, where did it come from? From heaven or from men? Well, they don't know what to say. They know what they think, but they don't know what to say. Appearances matter to them. They think among themselves, well, if he say from heaven, he'll say, why didn't you believe John? If we say from men, well, what will the people think? They all think John was a prophet. I know. We don't know. Well, Jesus, of course, I'm not going to tell you either. But what do you think? A man had two sons. He tells one to go and work in the vineyard, and he says, yes, but he doesn't go. And he tells the other son, go. He says, no, but he changes his mind and later goes and works. Which one did the will of the Father? The second one. And in the same way, tax collectors, prostitutes, sinners, outcasts, they're entering into the kingdom of heaven ahead of you. You are not, though. You would not believe John. You're not going. Well, the chief priests, the elders, the other opponents of Jesus, they didn't change their mind. You have to give them credit for this, at least. They acted on their convictions. They found a way and got rid of Jesus. And as Jesus was hanging on the cross, they thought themselves justified. With almost his last breath, Jesus cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me? The people there don't even quite understand what Jesus is saying, but in any case, God does not answer. And with a moan, Jesus dies. But in the end, Jesus is the one who was justified. He rises from the dead. And as the one risen from the dead, he tells his disciples, all authority in heaven and on earth was given to me. His authority did come from God. His authority extends over all things. That was the answer, and his resurrection was the proof. So what does this mean? Well, to keep it simple, by itself, in the abstract, the fact that Jesus has all authority in heaven and on earth, an authority from God, is not good news. Because by itself and in the abstract, the fact that Jesus has this authority means he can and he will do whatever he wants. No, the good news lies in what Jesus actually does and will do. To follow Jesus, it lies with the therefore. All authority in heaven and earth was given to me, he said. And then he continues, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey all I have commanded you. And under this commission, you were baptized. Under that command, you were instructed. Under that word, you were made disciples. You entered the kingdom of heaven. And therefore, no matter what you face, what you endure, what you do, what you fail to do in this life and in this age, in the end, things will work out right. Jesus will see to it. Sin, in the end, there will be no one to accuse you, no one to punish you. sickness, and infirmity, in the end, that will all be healed. Poverty, violence, oppression, in the end, they will be eliminated. Death, in the end, it will be overcome by the life that has no end. That is the promise of Jesus, and he has the authority to do it, and he will. And so even now, have confidence. Live in hope. In the words of the famous hymn, "The word they still shall let remain, nor any thanks have for it. He's by our side upon the plain with his good gifts and spirit. And take they our life, goods, fame, child and wife, let these all be gone. They yet have nothing won. The kingdom ours remaineth." And with that, we can all say, Amen.